Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something very specific and very jungle, an Apache riser bounce system for pirate radio energy in Ableton Live 12. And I want you to hear this the right way from the start. We are not making a generic EDM riser. We're making a breakbeat-driven tension device that sounds like it belongs in an old-school DNB mix from the early to mid-90s. So think chop drums, gritty movement, filtered lift, a little instability, and a final landing that feels earned. The big idea is simple. Instead of relying on a smooth synth sweep, we build the transition out of a chopped breakbeat, then shape it with filtering, gating, pitch movement, saturation, and a bit of tonal rise underneath. That gives you pirate radio hype without losing the drum-first character that makes jungle feel alive. First, choose the right break. Start with a break that already has attitude. Amen style, think style, Apache-inspired, or any break with strong snare placement. Ghost notes and a bit of swing will work well. Drag it into an audio track, then check the warp mode. If it's mostly percussive, beats mode is usually the best starting point. If there's more tonal content in the sample, Complex Pro can work, but don't overdo it. The key here is to preserve the swing, not iron it flat. Set the preserve value to something like 1/16 or 1/8 depending on how chopped the break is, and trim the clip gain so you've got headroom. That matters, because we're going to process this thing fairly hard later. Now make a 1-bar or 2-bar loop that feels musical. If it's too rigid, go in and nudge a few hits by hand. Let a snare sit slightly late if it helps the groove. Leave ghost notes a little loose. If there's a long tail on a kick or crash that clouds the rhythm, shorten it. This is one of the core jungle principles. The break itself should already feel like it's moving forward. Now we build the bounce. Duplicate the break so you can treat one copy as the main rhythmic bounce and the other as texture. On the bounce layer, start with auto filter. This is where the Apache feel begins to come alive. Try a band pass or low pass filter and automate the frequency, from low and murky, maybe around 200 to 400 Hz, up to bright and open in the 8 to 12 kHz range. Add a little resonance if you want the sweep to whistle slightly, but keep it controlled. You want urgency, not a piercing effect. After auto filter, add gate if you want that choppy, pulsing, bounce-like motion. Set the threshold so it opens on the main transients and closes down between them. Keep the return and release fairly quick, so the rhythm feels like it's jumping rather than floating. The goal is to make the break breathe in a very rhythmic way, almost like the loop is answering itself. This is an important coaching point. In jungle, tension often comes from the drums themselves, not from the FX layer sitting on top. So if the filter is doing its job and the gate is accenting the hits, you already have the core energy of the riser. Now add a tonal layer underneath. Create a MIDI track and load something simple like Wavetable, Analog, or Operator. We are not writing a lead line here. We're just adding pitch movement so the ear hears a climb, not only brightness. A saw or square-based sound works well. You can add a little noise, a little detune, maybe a touch of unison if you want it to feel more modern. Keep the filter low at first and let it open gradually. A short attack and a medium decay can help if you want it to pulse with the break. For the MIDI part, keep it minimal. A simple rising note pattern is enough. You might start on one note, then step up by semitone or whole step movement across the build. The trick is to keep it hypnotic. Jungle tension is often about repetition with increasing pressure, not a huge cinematic melody. Now we resample. This is where the effect starts to feel like a real performance instead of a loop, with effects on it. Record the processed bounce into a new audio track, or use resampling if that fits your setup better. Once you've captured it, zoom in and cut the best parts. Keep the strongest snares, trim anything muddy, and leave little spaces so it still breathes. If the groove needs more urgency, overlap a few slices or rearrange them into a more deliberate pre-drop phrase. A very effective move here is to load the resampled audio into simpler in slice mode. Slice it by transients and treat it like a playable drum instrument. That gives you more control over the final phrase, and it lets you shape the transition like a mini drum solo going into the drop. That is very much in the spirit of old school jungle. Now add some grit. Put saturator in the chain and push it gently, maybe a few decibels of drive. Soft clip can help keep the peaks from getting too wild. Then if you want more body, add drum bus slightly. A little drive, a touch of crunch, and careful damping can give the break some extra attitude. Don't overcook the boom unless you specifically want low-end swell. For this kind of riser, the punch and texture matter more than sub-weight. If you want to get more detailed, automate the drive, the filter cutoff, or the reverb sent over the build. Just remember that the more motion you add, the more the groove matters. If the rhythm gets cloudy, the whole thing loses its jungle identity. Now think about stereo. The best Apache-style risers usually have a solid, centered drum core with just a little width on the top. Keep the main break fairly narrow or mono-ish. If you want stereo movement, create a separate high-pass layer and widen that instead. You can use chorus ensemble, a short echo, or utility width tricks on the upper layer, but keep the low mids locked down. In DNB, especially darker stuff, you do not want the transition muddying the kick and sub area before the drop. This is where arrangement really matters. Build the riser in phrases, not just as a sweep. A 2-bar or 4-bar phrase is often the sweet spot. The final bar should do the most work. That last bar is where you can increase the filter movement, bring up saturation, add a little extra delay or gate action, and maybe even throw in a tiny bit of beat repeat if you want that pirate radio stutter. Just use that effect sparingly. You want excitement, not chaos. A really good trick is to let the riser evolve in stages. Start dusty and restrained. Then open it up. Then, in the final bar, let it become more aggressive and obvious. That contrast is what makes it feel like the tension is actually climbing. And before the drop, make the landing count. Do not just end the riser. Collapse it into the next section. You can add a reverse break slice, a snare flom, a short crash, a rim shot, or even a tiny sub drop from operator. If the track is going into a dark roller section, you might want the riser to die into a moment of space, so the bass and drums can hit cleanly. If it's more old-school jungle, you can let the drop re-enter with an edited break fill, so the transition feels like a continuation of the rhythm rather than a hard cut. A few common mistakes to watch out for here. 1. Don't use a generic polished riser and expect it to feel like jungle. The whole point is that the riser should be built from the drums, not pasted on top of them. 2. Don't let the build eat the low end. High pass your tonal layer and keep the main break controlled. 3. Don't overwarp the break until the swing disappears. The groove is the whole personality of the effect. 4. Don't make it too clean. A little saturation, a little grit, even a tiny timing imperfection can make it feel much more authentic. 5. Don't drown it in width and reverb. The core should still feel solid and club safe. Here's a useful mindset shift. Treat this like a mini drum arrangement, not an effects chain. If the bounce feels good in mono, with no fancy stereo tricks, it's probably going to survive much better on a proper system. If you want to push it further, try one of these variations. Make a call and response version, where the chopped break answers a short tonal stab, or try a half bar acceleration in the final moment by tightening the slice spacing so it feels like it's speeding up. Another great move is a reverse hit right before the final impact, which creates a pull into the downbeat. You can also make the first half of the build dusty and restrained, then open the second half into a brighter, more aggressive energy. That contrast really works in longer intros. And if you want extra old-school flavor, layer in a little vinyl crackle, radio static, or room noise under the bounce. Keep it filtered and subtle. Or add a tiny amount of redux to the resampled break if you want a bit more era-appropriate grit. Just enough to roughen the edges, not so much that it turns into distortion for its own sake. Now for practice. Take one breakbeat loop already in your project and build a 2-bar bounce version with auto-filter, gate, and saturator. Add a simple rising tonal layer with wave-eatable or operator. Resample the result. Cut the last bar into a tighter fill with a few edits. Then automate the filter so it rises over 4 bars and place the whole thing before a drop or switch up. Try making 3 versions, one subtle, one medium, and one full energy fake out. Then listen back and choose the one that supports the drums best, the one that feels most jungle, and the one that gives the biggest payoff without overcrowding the mix. So the big takeaway is this. The Apache Riser Bounce System is a breakbeat-first tension technique. Build it from chopped drums, shape it with rhythmic filtering and gating, layer in a simple rising tone, then resample and arrange it like a phrase. Keep the low end disciplined, preserve the swing, and make the last bar hit hard. If it sounds like a pirate radio drum performance instead of a generic FX sweep, you've nailed it. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter voiceover version or a tighter step-by-step script timed for a specific lesson length.